And then there is the drow elf, me, the stripper cleric.
The stripper cleric, all right.
Welcome to In and Out of Character, a Roles Players podcast. Roles Players. Hi, I'm your host, Mr. Island, and I talk to role players from all over. Today, I have on Scarlett. We talk about how they got started into role playing, listening to a content creator who did Minecraft roleplay. I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate y'all. If you'd like to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome to. Just come on into the Discord or send me a message at the email link provided down below, and I'm more than happy to have you on. I worry that people think that they have to be some special creator or incredible role player to come on the show. That's not the truth. You can just come on the show. If you like the hobby, I like to talk about it. That's all there is. In the middle of the podcast, you're going to start hearing a promo. So if I have someone on from a different podcast, I will put the promo at the front. Otherwise, I'll put the promos in the middle. Sometimes I might have a promo at the front and in the middle, but I'll kind of give you a little tune when that happens. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into the show. Thank you, guys.
I just roll with whatever, man. I mean, you start talking, I start talking. I'm a huge yapper, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, yap away with me. It's good to have you on the show. Thank you for coming on.
I'm glad to be here.
You and I have met once before, right? We played Magic together.
Have we?
You met my son, didn't you?
I don't remember. I haven't played Magic in a long time, dude.
Was it you? Oh, who was it? I feel bad. Hold on.
You've met Dyson, right?
I believe so.
Like, you've played at Tony's store before?
Maybe. Who's Tony?
Michael.
Joysticks. Who's... No. Nope. not ringing a bell.
Joysticks and D20s?
Not ringing a bell. Okay, so we are... Okay, I am so sorry. I just now realized that you are not the person I thought you were.
No, I play D&D with, like, Jacob and all them.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay. Wow. Oh, man. Egg on my face. I thought I knew who you were.
I was telling Elijah, I was like, I'm so nervous about this because I've never talked to this guy in my life. And he goes, you'll be fine. All you got to do is just do what you usually do, and that's talk. And I was like, you son of a...
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So wow, man, that's egg on my face, and I feel a little bit bad about that. Hi, Scarlett. No, it is nice to meet you. We've never met before.
I mean, we've talked in Discord, but that's about it. And then you were the one that I did the card for, right?
Yep, that was me.
Yeah. That's the only interaction we had.
Wow, I thought you were someone else the whole time.
Yeah. What?
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, it's nice to meet you. And don't worry, to be honest with you, a lot of the people who come onto this podcast have never talked to me before.
That's fair.
I get people from other podcasts coming on. I get people from just... I sometimes like to try to go into MMOs and just whisper random people who I know are role-playing and be like, hey, do you want to come on podcast?
Yeah.
In the most creepiest way possible.
That's how it be sometimes.
It does.
I mean, that's a way you boost your stuff, you know? You get people on here. I mean, it's fun ways to do it. It may be creepy to some people, but it's fun in some ways.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. So, hey, Scarlett, how'd you get into role-playing?
Oh, okay. I've been doing roleplay, like, got into roleplay about 8-9 years ago. I'm 21 now. I have no problem saying that online. I'm 21. I've been doing this for about 8-9 years, like, roleplay and shit. Is it okay if I swear on?
Oh, yes.
Before I do it. Okay, thank God.
Go ahead.
I'm a sailor. I'm just letting you know now.
Aren't we all?
Well... I grew up with a lot of stress and stuff, moving around, you know, all that kind of stuff. And there was a YouTuber I picked up around the age of like 13, 14 years old, Afmau. Some people might know it. I know you don't, but Afmau, she used to do a lot of old Minecraft role plays, and it really got me into what I do now. And has actually inspired a story that I'm writing that I want to make into a micro roleplay inspired by what she does.
That's so cool. That's so nice that you got inspired by a Minecraft YouTuber of all people.
Right.
I think you're the first person on this podcast who have ever said those words in that order.
I'm a huge, like, I grew up, I played Minecraft when it first released a long, long time ago. And it, like, obviously, like, whenever you start out playing Minecraft when it first came out, you were into, like, Stampy Long Nose, Dante DM, stuff like that. But Afmel really got to me because a lot of the stuff got into deeper emotions, a lot more storytelling, and like just a lot there that just drew you in. Like Minecraft Diaries is my favorite series she does. And like she dropped off about, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago on that series. There are plans to bring it back from what I've heard, but I'm so excited to see where that goes. But it is the main story that inspired most of what I do. I love, medieval style things. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of magic and witchcraft and, like, a whole bunch of stuff relating to that. I've had hiccups all day. Mythology and everything. It piques my curiosity. And it's just delved throughout all my life, and it has not stopped, and I absolutely love it. I love who I am today, and it's because of her.
Awesome. That feels so good to hear that, because that's what I find so awesome about role playing, is that it can inspire people to do other things. Maybe I'm being a romantic, but that's just how I've always felt about it.
Right. But no, I think it was when I turned, I think it was whenever I think it was 15 or 16, my mom actually got me into D&D. And that started me spiraling even more, because I got into actually, like, doing voices or making a character out of nothing. Mm-hmm. And I watch, like, Critical Role, I watch Legend of Vantress, and seeing all their characters and stuff, and I'm like, they are really, really good at what they do, and I want to put that into my character. I play a lot of clerics. Clerics is my main class. So that's usually, like, the mom of the group or, like, anything. However, the way I play clerics, I play Death Domain Cleric. So I'm kind of necromancy. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little, I don't want to say emo because that's more rogue. Mm-hmm. But I'm very, like, dark, and I like death and everything in the game. And anything that relates to necromancy, I'm like, gimme, 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 gimme.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the creepy characters in shows, you know?
No, I get that. I definitely get that. I can gravitate towards a certain type of characters for a while myself. I'll change that every now and again, but for the most part, I have, like, a certain area that I kind of like my characters to be in. I get what I'm trying to say is I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So did you, what led you from Afmo to, okay, so you said you went from Afma, am I saying that right?
Afmo.
Afmal, okay. Afmal to D&D. Have you, is that the only areas that you've experienced role-playing in? Like, have you tried doing, like, MMO role-playing or, like, LARPing or something like that?
I've wanted to do LARPing, but I do actually go to cons and stuff, and I kind of role-play as characters. Like, my most recent con, I think, was last Saturday? Last Friday or Saturday. I went to the Gadsden Con. And I dressed as Dobby. And I really, really liked it. Like, honestly, I was just showing up because I in that costume, because I love that costume. It was one of the easier ones to put on, but I love Dobby in My Hero. But I had, like, 3 or 4 people try and take pictures of me. I'm like, dude, I didn't think I did that good on the costume, but yeah, sure. And I tried to, like, pull off the character and do his, like, poses and stuff for them. And I was so happy about that. But I love doing cons and dressing because it makes me feel like I'm a different person, and you can easily roleplay into different characters whenever you dress up, in my opinion. Like, I've done
cosplaying, basically.
Yeah. I've done Natsu, I've done Tengen Uzui, and I've done Dobby. And those are the only 3 I have so far.
I have preached about that for so long. About, like, how sometimes people are like, I don't, like, self-esteem can be such a problem for, like, a lot of people, and you have to have, like, a certain kind of self-esteem to go cosplay, I think. But, like, I tell people, if you are having trouble, like, getting out of your shell, go go cosplay and act like somebody else, and I guarantee you, you will get out of your shell, because a lot of characters force you to get out of your thing. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we've had people on the podcast come on and talk about that before.
For people like introvert, I'm a huge introvert myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. I actually stream too, but while I'm streaming or while I'm in Discord, I'm behind a screen, so it's easier to portray mm-hmm. a different like persona. In person, I'm quiet as all get out. Unless I'm in like a costume or what I'm comfortable in, I can actually like be different things. And it plays into the roleplay aspect, because I can like I can act as different like characters and shit whenever I'm out and about. Which I love to do, honestly.
Yes. I wish I cosplayed more. I just unfortunately don't have the time at the moment.
That's understandable.
I wish I LARPed more too, man. I love the idea. I've been talking a lot about LARPing recently.
I've thought about it. I've thought about getting into it because I'm huge into swords. I collect swords and daggers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've always wanted to get. I love Ren fairs and like
LARPing. I do too.
I've never been to one though. I want to go so bad, but I'm God. Broke.
God, I know.
I
it's so difficult.
I don't think we get a lot down here in Alabama. So.
Oh man, yeah. No, I don't remember the last Ren fair that showed up in Alabama. But at the same time, like, I can't say that for sure because like I've just never looked it up, if that makes any sense. And I don't know why, because I know for a fact that I would meet so many people at Ren fair that I would get along with.
You really would, honestly. And like at Ren fairs and stuff, like granted, most of it's like medieval type things, but you can also bring in like fantasy characters like elven or mixed. I call them mixed breed because it's what I called my half breed. Half breed D&D homebrew class. Mm-hmm. It's like part animal, part human, except it's not anthropomorphic. It's just ears, tail with a human build. So, okay.
Let me ask you this. What is actively keeping you from LARPing?
It's mostly money. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna come out and say I'm not in the best financial state. I just got insurance and a tag yesterday.
On your car? Oh man.
Yeah. But it's mostly money, and I don't have a lot of people that I can really go with that are down for the stuff that I'm in. I would say stuff that I'm into, which I have no problem with them doing whatever they want to do. It's not a huge problem. It's just, I feel if I were to dress as the characters that I want to, I would get a lot of looks. And granted, like, whenever you're role-playing and stuff, you really don't care whenever you, like, become that character. But it's that really bad anxiety that I have. So,
yeah, it's impossible to get completely into character because you're always bored. Yeah, I think that's actually, to be honest, a little healthy because like there are people who get way too into their characters and they don't care about the other things going on around
them. Like that
them,
one so. That one TikToker that dresses as Zenitsu and just jumps at Nezuko's like.
I'll be honest with you. I don't watch TikTok. I don't have a TikTok.
I'm on TikTok constantly.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to make one so I can start promoting the podcast because I promised myself that I was going to. I'm not looking forward to it.
I got you, dude. If I need to, I'll help you out with that. I've been helping I've been helping our nerd store with his Discord, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Maybe I need to come to the nerd store. One of the things I wanted to do is go to nerd stores. And talk to the staff about possibly coming on if they're role players. And then,
Michael would love that.
Oh, I should come and say hi to Michael. You think Michael would be okay with it?
Oh, yeah. 100%. He's also off on Mondays, I think. Yeah, he's closed on Mondays. But he's open. He's supposed to be open from, like, 12 to 8-ish. Mm-hmm. But sometimes he gets there a little late, and me and Elijah go and dog on him for it. But...
All right, I'll mess with. I'll see about messing with Michael. I don't know who Michael is, but thanks to you, I'm gonna go mess with him.
He was actually my first dungeon master.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yep, he did a Curse of Strahd and really tried to get me into more role-playing as a character. He's actually the one I did the first Death Domain Cleric with. My first one was a life domain, but my first Death Domain was with him, and we actually, because if have you played Curse of Strahd?
No, I was actually right about to bring this up. I've never played Curse of Strahd. I have heard people talk about it a lot, but I don't know shit about it.
It's a cool first campaign. It's completely random. So being a cleric in that is really funny because the main big bad, you know, Strahd is a vampire, which is an unholy like species. Because, you know, they touch like anything holy and they perish. But the one thing I think was my favorite thing from that campaign was we got to a carriage and we each got a item from there. I got this one ring that it took, I think, 3 sessions to attune to because it was really, really powerful. And it gave me level 9 vampiric touch. Mm-hmm. But every time I used it, and we called it Mike's ring, because we also made Michael my deity. So it was very confusing. And so Michael was this, like, the deity Michael was a very couch potato anime watching weirdo, which was so fun to, like, so fun to see. But the ring, it would deteriorate my arm, and my spiritual weapon would become my arm. Like, the skeleton version of my arm. And it was really, really interesting to see how that works and roleplay it. So, I don't know. Curse of Strahd is one of my favorite campaigns. And for anybody starting out, I would highly recommend Curse of Strahd. 100%. It's so fun. It's so random. So you don't know what's going to happen next. Like, it's so, so good.
I will definitely have to recommend. I'll have to check it out someday because I don't know if I'll ever play D&D again. I don't know. I kind of talked about this in the last episode of the podcast, but I'm just so sick and tired of wizards, dog.
Right. No, I mean, usually I see like wizards, paladins, like I play clerics. So everybody backs away from the clerics while I play. And I'm like, dude, I'm not a healer. Y'all might want to be a healing cleric. I'm a big tanky cleric.
I can't ever really play clerics. I don't know why. It's something about being a cleric just doesn't. No, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about characters and I'm like, oh, a cleric sounds kind of nice actually. I could maybe do a cleric, but I never have. I did one cleric. I'm sorry, priest, because it was World of Warcraft. I roleplayed one priest a long time ago, and he was a forsaken healer. And I thought that was funny, and I never got to do anything with them.
Oh, I will say for people who don't know anything about it, if you're wanting to do a spellcaster, I would highly recommend a cleric because it's one of the easier ones to start out with. With sorcerers, you have a lot to deal with, like whether you're casting quickened or fastened spells. If you're doing a wild mage, it's a whole different thing. And then like wizards, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I haven't delved into wizards, but I've seen how they're played. There's a lot more stuff to deal with, but clerics are fairly straightforward and very simple to deal with. So I love playing clerics.
Is that what you're playing right now with Jacob in the group?
Yes, I am. This character is so different from what I'm usually playing. I usually play the mom of the group. Like I said it earlier, I don't usually do it, but I do end up being the mom of the group. This cleric though is a lot different because we had a lot more people join in the beginning. However, now there's only like maybe 4 or 5 of us in the campaign because some people, you know, got jobs, moved out and stuff, and
right.
That's perfectly fine. Stuff happens.
I tried. I was almost. Is that the one that was in the All In? Okay, so is that the...
Yeah, the All Is. That's the Juice Crew. Yeah, we're part of the Juice Crew.
Okay. So to clarify to the people listening what the hell I'm talking about, there is a Discord that is All Is, and one of the channel names is All Is Juice Crew. That is what we are referring to. I almost came and did that, I really wanted to, but God,
you would have had so much fun.
I really kicking myself now, but like, I that was at the time, right, where I was like, okay, in order to do this, I would have to make a lot of sacrifice, but I really want to get back into content creation. So what do I need to take more seriously right now? And I just, this is what I chose, but man, I'm kind of kicking myself for choosing. I could be having fun right now, guys.
I agree with the content creating. I do, like, I said it earlier, I do stream, but that's usually on rare occasion now. I used to do it a good bit, but it kind of died out because I got a job. I've been doing D&D with Jacob and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taking my sister to and from band camp and all that. A whole bunch of responsibilities. Great word that everybody loves.
Yeah. And role-playing takes time. Role-playing takes a lot of time.
A decent D&D session takes at least 3 hours, and it's insane. Like, you would think that 3 hours is long. It's really not. when you're playing and you get 3 hours in, you're like, man, I love this session. This session's going so good. And your DM's like, all right, that's where we're going to cut it tonight. I was like, this felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah, dude. And, like, it just, like, even in, like, even by play-by-post type stuff, like in MMOs or like on forums and stuff like that, you still have to sit down and dedicate the time to writing, right? And that time can build up. And sometimes you're just like you'll get the ping or the notification that it's like, or it's time for you to reply, and you're just like, man, this is taking a lot. And like in MMOs, it doesn't matter much, but like, dude, I host on Tuesday for my Elder Scrolls Online Guild. For them, I host 2 3-hour socials in one day. That is 6 hours of my day dedicated to role-playing on Tuesday. And it doesn't happen all the time because, like, I do have responsibilities. I am an adult. Yeah. I do have a son. I have to be a parent and a provider and all that. So sometimes it doesn't happen. And, you know, I don't get to role-play as much on those weeks, but still, 6 hours a day. And that's minimum compared to most role-players.
I mean, shit, at least you can make time for that stuff, you know?
Yeah, so, like, man, I don't want to play a tabletop, but I just don't have the fucking time to play a tabletop.
But no, so I'm gonna go a little bit into detail on the Juice Crew, because we were talking about it. So I don't remember how we came up with the name, but one of our players made a character named Bumbo Johnson. We're like, all right, cool, that's a funny name. Let's do something funny. Me and Elijah decided to name our characters after South Park characters.
Well, let me guess, is it, hold on, Kenny is one of them, and I'm gonna say Chef is the other.
Oh, you got one of them.
Which one is it, Kenny?
My character's name is Kenny Killjoy.
Uh-huh, okay.
And Elijah's character's name was Eric Art Mannington.
God, I knew it was the card. Like, ah!
His character died session one.
Oh no!
He died to a mind flare and a intellect devour.
Oh no! I'm so sorry, Elijah.
He had this little penguin character. I don't remember what the race was, but he had this little. I think it was a penguin paladin. I think. And he tried to rush in because he was a penguin. He was one of the tankier ones out of the, I think, 8 of us at the time. So he tried to rush in and not like attack, but see what was going on and then get back to us. 2 turns, I think, was all it took for him to get down. Aww. And we couldn't get to him before the intellect devourer did. And so we had to kill him too.
Is Jacob running this game?
Yes, he is.
Jacob, you're a dick.
But so we're actually doing Waterdeep right now. I think we're doing Dragon's Heist, actually. But so the whole Juice Crew right now is a bugbear, which is played, I believe he's a bugbear. I think so. Played by Drew. And then there's Bumbo Johnson, who is a halfling, played by Brandon. Elijah is a shark person. I don't know his exact race, but he's a shark person. And then there is the drow elf, me, the stripper cleric.
The stripper cleric, all right.
We were all trying to find jobs, and I went, and so we play this on not TTS, it's Talespire. We play on Talespire.
Uh-huh.
So Jacob has a bunch of like 3D minis for us in the game to see where we're at. We can play online because Drew's all the way up in Mississippi. Most of us are down here in Bama, so it works out for most of us, but my character is a very busty character. It was not planned. He just gave me three options. I was like, I don't like the faces too. I'm going to go with this third option. Just so happened to be the bustiest character.
So you didn't get to make these characters. You just went with the model.
Yeah. He pulled out female models, and I got three to pick out. So, but we were looking for jobs to pick. To like make money because we're making a what is it? It's a magic's item shop kind of thing. It was going to be a tavern, but we decided against it. And so I think one person decided to do like gathering intel and stuff. Somebody, I think Drew, because he's an artificer, has been making different tools and stuff to sell. And then I have been dancing for money at the bar right next door.
Hell yeah. Been there, done that.
Right. No, I walked in. The whole thing, this like scenario was I walked in. I was like, hey, like everybody turned their eyes apparently. What Jacob said is that they all turn your eyes to you. You walk up to the front. It's like, hey, can I get a job? That like, we're trying to make some money. Can I get a job here? Like serving or anything? And I looked at Jacob, said to Jacob, I was like, hey, do I need to roll anything? He goes, no, you got the job. I was like, what's my job? He goes, you're a dancer. I was like, okay. It's like, well, all right.
I mean, I guess there is always the option, like, hey, if you actually want to do it, you can always just be like, nope, my character says no.
I mean, I make good money, man.
I make good money.
That's all that matters.
Let me ask you a question. Is there... like a possibility of you wanting to get into another avenue of role playing, like right now you're in tabletop. So like, would there ever be a chance to get you into like MMO role playing or something like that?
So I actually do play an MMO.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about this one, 'cause a lot of people apparently don't. It's kind of like World of Warcraft. It's called Rift.
Rift.
Yes, I've been playing that for years.
Is there
mom,
roleplay in Rift?
Kinda. In a way, if you're playing with other people, yes, there is a roleplay aspect. And there is like it's like a story-based MMORPG. But there are different things that you can do, like here and there. There are quests and everything. I usually play by myself, unfortunately, because, again, not a lot of people know what Rift is. I just got an old friend into it, and we kind of dropped off, so...
Yeah. The aspect I was talking about was not like what genre the game is, but like, are there other people role-playing together in Rift? Like, is there like a role-play community in Rift? Like, there is like a World of Warcraft or Guild Wars 2 or something like that?
I believe there is actually. I'm not in
what?
It, but I think there is actually.
Oh, that's so cool. I wish I had known about this. Oh, there's like roleplay communities for everything these days.
Right.
But,
it's almost like Rule 34, but for roleplaying.
Hell yeah, I fucking love it. I don't know what that is. So do you like, but would you ever be interested in like joining another group of people to like role play in that game?
100% I would. I love what people do with their characters, and I want to be a part of that. Because again, I'm a very introverted person. I don't get out much unless Elijah goes and drags me out somewhere. But being on a screen or out with people dressed up, it's like a different version of me, and I love that. I love that version of me more than anything, because I can be something that I'm not, and that is a very introverted emo girl.
Wow. No, but I get it, because like that's how I kind of got into it myself. It's like I could just be someone I'm not, because the person when I first started out, I did use my characters to figure parts of myself out, and I am very grateful to my characters for that. But like, yeah, I definitely get it. Like, starting off in doing these things as other characters is nice because those characters are not you.
For anybody who is introverted and they want to branch out and stuff, I do highly recommend either doing MMORPGs with people, go LARPing, go to cons, stuff like that. Like, dress up, be who you want to be instead of being cooped up, because that's not good for mental health. I have a lot of like mental issues, but getting out and cosplaying really has been helping with my depression. I hate to bring in mental illnesses into this, but it really does help some people like me. I was diagnosed with severe depression, anxiety, and ADHD last year. So like right now I've been like fiddling with things on my desk this entire time trying to keep my ADHD locked down. But for people who are very anxious about that, I don't want to say it, like, get over it, but it is a good way to get over that anxiety, is dressing up, going out, and like being who you want to be. Yeah. Being other characters, it's a good way to, you know, like, express yourself.
Oh yeah. No, I definitely get that. That's again one of the reasons why I like role playing so much. I have had several characters kind of blow up in my face over the same aspect. But I was gonna say I definitely can understand where you're coming from with the whole depression thing, because I mean, heck, I was in a, I stopped doing this because of depression for like a long time. I believe it was about a year since I, a little over a year since I put up my last episode recently. And getting back into this has just been so wonderful. I can't fucking remember why I stopped in the first place.
I mean, your podcast is the only thing I like, whenever you told me about it, your podcast has been the only podcast I have ever listened to in my life. I'm not usually one to listen to podcasts, actually. I watch Critical Role on YouTube and stuff, like their old campaigns, trying to catch up with Vox Machina, because I watch the show. But I have a very short attention span, so I kind of just turn on Critical Role to sleep to at this point. But I love what people do with cosplaying, and like doing what they want to do, not having any care. Because it shows that they are strong people, and it's very, very inspiring to me.
So, to go back to tabletops and your ADHD, because I have to ask this, how do you manage your ADHD at the table?
Oh, how do I manage it? Oh, I fiddle with my dice a lot.
Stack them up, man.
I have a, my mom got me, I think it was either my 18th or my 19th birthday, she got me a Critical Role dice bag. Because I have, like, I want to say 20 sets of dice. They're all different in many ways. I have a pair of metal dice. I want to get some glass dice. But I do have some that have, like, inserts and everything. But usually I will fiddle with that. Or if I'm over at Elijah's for Jacob's campaign, I will play with my cat, because my cat stays over with him. Can't really have him here because his boyfriend, you know. But I try to find like little things to fiddle with, because it also helps me concentrate. With like, for people who don't know what ADHD is, which would be a shocker if you didn't know, it's a very, very like, your mind is constantly running 24/7. And if your mind is running when you're playing D&D, it's very distracting. So I the way I deal with it is if I'm doing something, then I can focus better. Like how I've been fiddling with things, and it's making me focus more on talking in this podcast than and doing anything else, because otherwise I'd be on my phone like doing something.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I can't put on anything else when I'm having a conversation with somebody like this. I can't have anything else running, because, like, my ADHD will start trying to do, like, three or four different fucking things. Like, I write right here on my desk just random notes to, like, bring up or to talk about. Speaking of, You know what would be a really cool idea for us ADHD players?
Uh-huh.
If they gave us, like, if there was something like, I don't know, a distraction cup or something. Like a cup that had things that you could do on it that, like, it would tell you what to do. Like, you know, you
that could... That would be actually really cool.
Stack your dice or...
I mean, there's that. They do also have this one thing. I used to have one, which really helped with my with my ADHD playing D&D. It's a D20 ring.
Oh, I have one of those. I fucking love it.
I used to have one, but I'm the oldest of four girls. So whenever I started playing D&D, my sisters were about like 9, 10. They were really into like slime and stuff. One of them submerged my ring. One of my sisters submerged my ring into slime, and it does not rotate anymore. I don't know where it is anymore, but I would love to get one of those again, or get one of the life counter rings, because those things click into place and it's so satisfying to play with.
Oh, I found it. It's right here. I got mine.
I love to, like, I don't even use it as a D20, because sometimes it doesn't, like, stop on the thing. I will just, like, spin it. It's just a fidget ring, pretty much. That's all it is. That, and then the life counter, it just clicks into place, and it's something to, like, fiddle with in my hands. It's so, so nice to have, because then you're doing something, but you're also focusing on your D&D, or whatever RPG game you're playing.
I need a DM to come on this show and explain to me how they fucking handle ADHD players, because we haven't fucking had anybody like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've told Jacob that I fiddle with things during our sessions. But I know Elijah doesn't notice, because usually whenever he also has ADHD, which is really funny. But whenever we're doing campaigns and stuff, he will be on his phone the entire time. And it's really distracting, because you can hear it come on your phone. Mm-hmm. And it drives me wild, because I'm sitting here, like, fidgeting with something, and then I'll hear, like, loud Instagram reels going off. And I'm like, dude, I love you. Please stop.
Stop, yeah.
Like, I'm going to throw a pencil watching that, because it's going to mess with me that you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you, if you don't mind me.
Go ahead.
Is there any, like, tabletops you would want to get into currently? Because, like, you're just playing D&D, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any other ones that you would like to get into?
There are a few. But I'm broke. I don't really have the money for them. RPG-wise, not that I can think of. But tabletop games in general, I've thought about Warhammer.
I wish I liked Warhammer more. Like, so many people are like, I love Warhammer. Warhammer is so cool. It's great. The lore is deep and dark and grimy, and it makes me sad. And I can't get into it. I have given it an honest try. I've read books that I thought would be interesting to me. I've had my friend Damien from the Roleplay Reject, shout out to him. He has gotten into a call with me, along with my friend Jack, and tried to explain the game to me and, like, all the lore. And I'm just like, it's just not clicking, dog. Which sucks, you know. Because there's one system for Warhammer. I think it's like Warhammer 40K.
Yes, it is.
It's a system where it's like you roll a dice to see, like, where you hit on the body. I think that's a really cool system, and I would love to try it, but I just hate the lore. I just don't care for the setting.
So the only reason that I care for Warhammer, and this is going to be the artist side of me, I love painting and putting the minis together. I just put together a Canis Rex for Elijah, and I asked him how he wanted me to paint it, and his response was Optimus Prime. So I have a picture somewhere that I can send you later, but it is honestly one of the better things I've ever done. Like, I've been drawing and painting since I can remember. I'm self-taught myself. Like, my profile picture, I did that myself. I love anything art related. It's another way of, like, coping with different things. And I also like to put emotion into my drawing. But painting models is, like, a whole different thing that you have to, like, be very, very intricate with. Because like there's little like little spots and everything. I don't want to. I want to say they're like screws or something coming out of the Canis Rex entire top plate. That each individual little like it's not even the size of a gnat. That each in I think there's maybe like 50 to 100 little things on his top were painted silver. So there's a lot of detail into painting minis for Warhammer, which I love to do. But I really want to get into painting and putting together Necrons. So
I thought about this a little while ago. I would, my friend Jack, he tried to, again, try to get me into Warhammer. And he was setting up this one thing. I think it was called Crusades or something like that. But it's basically like you have a unit and you're like your units level up or something like that. I mistook it as like you're just using one unit. That unit is your character. And we use this, but the battleground is this war game. Like we just use the war game as our like combat stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, that's a really cool idea. I really like that. I was disappointed, of course. But I would love if someone did that where they made a tabletop, like a role-playing game out of a war game. And there probably is one, and I'm probably going to get like a dozen people who tell me I'm fucking but like I would love to see that, because I feel like people would have a lot more fun building the terrain, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because like for like D&D, you do the terrain. Oh God.
I know Michael and Elijah love putting the terrain together along with like putting their minis in different spots and stuff for their deployment zones, but they love like putting the all the buildings and stuff up. It's like I love watching them do it, cuz it shows how much they love it, but also how much detail goes into planning out Warhammer games.
I wish more people brought that to tabletops, to be honest with you.
Right. I know some people play it on TTS too.
Tabletop Simulator?
Yep. That's where they do, I think they do competitions or whatever it is on there.
Oh, for Warhammer?
Yeah.
Okay. But is there a tabletop for Warhammer? Like a tabletop role-playing game? Again, I'm about to be called a fucking idiot. I know that. I feel like
I am too. That's definitely going to be an Elijah question. I'm not too well-versed in Warhammer. All I know is that if I were to get in, I want to play Necrons. I did a little bit of research on them. Not too much to where I remember, because I have very poor memory. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Necrons would be more my style.
Mm-hmm.
There's like scarabs and stuff, but also the Catan shards are like really powerful beings in the Necrons that I would love, love, love to put together, paint, and then play them. They look so amazing. Like, the Silent King has so much detail. It's so beautiful to look at.
Well, so that's my favorite way of starting to ask a question. My apologies.
No, go ahead.
You have a... I heard you... Yeah, you do streaming and stuff like that. Would you ever do a... Would you ever do your own Minecraft roleplay content?
I want to do that. So, the story that I'm writing... Again, like I said earlier, it is based off of Minecraft Diaries. Mm-hmm. I want to make a Minecraft roleplay of it because, again, Afmel really, really inspired me with that stuff when I was younger, and it's still held on to me to this day. I really, really want to turn my story into a Minecraft roleplay. However, I will have to rewrite it from scratch. I did start writing it my freshman year, which was about 6-7 years ago.
Wow.
I graduated in 22.
Wow. old.
I wrote we had this project my freshman year, the November novel thing that you had to do. And our limit for the like basic class was 2,000 words. I got to almost 10,000 writing this story. I had it all throughout my high school. I drew up characters. My only mistake I made was I didn't email the story to my personal, because as soon as I graduated, my school email got wiped. And so that entire progress is all gone. And like I said, I have the worst memory in the world. I'd have to, like, rewrite everything from scratch. It sucks, but I at least I have the characters that give some bit of inspiration, you know?
So, yeah, you're going to have to redo the story. That sucks, man. I hate that.
I mean, sometimes you have to work from scratch to make something better, you know?
Yeah. It kind of makes me think about, like, all the people who start to do a tabletop role-playing game, like, who start to make it, and they just never finish it or, like, never do anything with it. And, like, it also sucks, like, when people do it, right? Like, they spend all this time to put it together, and then it just sort of gets put away, and it never is shown the light of day.
Right. Which I feel bad when that happens, but, like I said, whenever that happens, you just gotta pick yourself up, start from the beginning, do it all again.
I'm gonna cry. Like a baby.
It's a good way to kind of fix what you wanted to fix. Because I know I made so many spelling errors. I rushed my story whenever I made it. Because again, I was only like 15 or 16 years old. So I had a lot of spelling mistakes. I am very dyslexic, but I had a lot of spelling mistakes in that story. And I really, really rushed some things because I did have a deadline, but I wanted to get this story out. And like the limit for the like AP classes was, I think, 7,000. But I think me and this one other girl, the only ones that got over 2,000 and almost breached. I wouldn't say almost breached. We definitely did breach the threshold of the AP class. And we were suggested to go to an AP class, which really was not good for me because, again, dyslexic, it's not. English isn't my strong suit. I'm not a fast reader. I'm a very slow reader. But, I mean, even with, like, really bad reading issues, I still want to make the story more than anything. It's what keeps me going. I make characters, I come up with backstories. I just need to put the stories into one thing and put them all together.
Are you gonna actually do, like, it's gonna be on its own server and everything?
Kinda, yeah. I do also want to get into map building in Minecraft. I've actually been I'm in this one creative server, friends of mine, where we build whatever we want to, and I've told them straight up, I was like, this is going to be the area that I'm doing, and I'm going to be working on stuff that I want to make for this series. It will be medieval themed, and I am so excited to start working, because that's like my passion. I'm a huge artist. Everybody that knows me from way back when, I've always been into art. It's been my big thing that I loved. I love what people do in Minecraft, and I want to put some of that to use. Like, if I use something that somebody uses online, of course I'm going to craft, obviously. But I want to learn to build on and make something that is for the story specifically and just fits in to make everything, like, flow so well together.
I get that. So are you going to do all the characters yourself? Or are you going to give the characters to, like, other people and let them do it?
I want to do voice actors, actually.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Have some body actors and actors. I have a lot of streaming friends, and I have some other people that I know in person. I don't think they play Minecraft or well-known or know anything about voice acting, but, you know, sometimes you got to start from level zero, you know?
Oh yeah, and speaking of level zero, if you gotta listen, if you got a spot, I mean, if you wanna,
I mean, I'll let you know, dog. You definitely have the voice for, like, a lord of some sorts.
Oh,
either that or a villain.
Crawling mustache. So is that gonna be? Do you think that's gonna be your first? Is that going to be, like, the first time you ever, like, DM a story? Because I'm assuming you would be, you know, ultimately running the story along for all the players.
Writing the script, everything I want to do myself. Yeah. And then have everybody like read over it, see what they think. If they don't feel it, then they don't feel for it. It is what it is.
But, right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get you. Do you think that's going to be your first time like DMing a story, or do you think you're going to get to do a tabletop DM?
I want to DM actual D&D DM. I do have a few books that I want to do, but I, again, with the reading, really, really slow reading. Slow. It takes me forever. I've had these books since like 10th grade and I haven't even gotten half of them because I've been so busy with other things. But I just so many words, I get like lost.
Yeah, I used to be the same way where I would have to like read the whole ass book before I could actually play it. And I had to break myself out of that habit because it would just take so long to read a book, to roll you like a set of rules. So I had to break out of that.
Like, especially D&D books, because those things are long. They have a lot of things you got to pay attention to, where to roll, what voices to do, what not to say, what to say. There's so much that goes into DM.
I have some pro DM tips for you. Okay?
go ahead.
These are things that you should totally, absolutely, positively do. Uh-huh. All right. So have you heard about Session Zero?
Yes.
Okay. You already know this about Session Zero. Okay, cool. Players really love it when you drop rocks on them and they all die.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I've done that before. I've dropped rocks on my wizard and it killed him because he had a mind flare. Not mind flare. Sorry. Intellect Devourer.
That players love that. All right. Players also love it when you give them enemies they cannot defeat. They enjoy that. Yeah, they love impossible challenges that they have to overcome. Man, they keep saying it.
Totally not like I've been a player for 6 years.
But no, DMing is a lot of fun. I want to join a tabletop as a player and not as a DM. Because I've unfortunately become stuck as the forever DM some fucking how. Now I'm really upset I didn't join the Juice Crew.
I mean, shit. If you want to join the Juice Crew, you Jacob is, man.
I fucking might have to, for real. Because
he will let you. I mean, there's only like five of us. And now we apparently have Wolverine in our group.
We have what now?
Wolverine.
Wolverine, cool.
The Wolverine, yes.
All right, well, so at the end of the podcast, one of the questions I love to ask my guests is if you have any advice for any role players out there.
Oh, any advice? I feel like I've pretty much poured my heart out, but honestly, for any role players, do not be afraid. That's the best I can tell you. I've been doing role play stuff for about 7 to 8 years. I've been into roleplay stuff for about 7 to 8 years. I've been roleplaying for about 6 to 7. I highly recommend, do not be afraid. Be who you want to be. Granted, I do play behind a screen a lot, so that lets me come out of my shell a lot more. But whenever you're starting out, just try not to overthink. Stuff will play out how it plays out. If you're getting into cosplay, please, please do not like overdo it or overwork yourself. I know so many people that go way too hard in it and they burn. I love what cosplayers do. I want them to be who they want to be. Just do not overwork yourself. That's pretty much all I can say. It's just do not overwork yourself. You will burn out. I've done it a few times. It's not a great feeling. And it can really, really wear out your mental issues if you have any.
Goodness gracious, yes.
Yeah, so try not, all I can say is try not to overwork yourself. Be who you want to be. Don't stress. And don't give any care if somebody gives you any shit. That's all I can say.
Hell yeah. All right, well, that said, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you.
No problem. I had a lot of fun.